Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Today, we're going to be talking about steganography, and I feel like there should be like, we're doing steganography. I gave you a free jingle, you guys. But really, steganography is the practice of concealing of something encoded to pass along. And today's concealed items are done by lady spies during World War I and World War II. They hid secret messages in their knitting.
I need to know more.
Yes. So in both World War I and World War II, there is a history of women knitting secret messages into their projects in order to pass along secret information. For instance, in World War II, in German-occupied Belgium, the women would collect data about trains. There was one particular lady that would sit and she could watch the trains coming and going, and she could see the German trains. And so a hole in the sweater meant one thing and a bumpy spot meant another about the frequency of the train passing so that they could determine when they're coming and attacks could be planned.
So people are thinking that Miss Beatrice just has a scarf with a bunch of holes in it because she's not a very good knitter. And actually, she's just calculated the entire German army's train routes.
Yeah.
Wow. Because
knitting is a binary stitch pattern. It translates very easily into code. Even the commercially produced knitting is these straight, tidy rows. And if you look carefully, you can pick out each individual stitch. There is one really great story of a lady named Phyllis Latour Doyle. She parachuted into Normandy when it was occupied in 1944, rode a stashed bicycle to the troops and chatted up the German soldiers. She would have her knitting things with her all the time. She would use Morse code in the pattern, and she had a long piece of silk ribbon that had the codes on it. And when she wasn't using it, she would wrap it around the knitting needle and use the knitting needle to put it inside a flat shoelace. And then the shoelace would just be tied up with her hair right out there in plain sight almost, but hidden all the time with her. So she can translate, Jim is going to the train now. It's going to be arriving at 7 p.m. So she can put that into Morse code. So then it's just dots and dashes in knitting.
Holy cow.
I know, crafty. And so simple, though, because then she'd wind it onto the knitting needle and shove it back into the shoelace. She's just that nice lady who's super chatty.
Yeah.
Germans did this, too. There were German agents in the UK that used knots in a similar way that you would use Morse code. They would have a long silk strand and they would put the knots in their pattern that they meant to share. And then they would knit that long piece of silk with knots into the project. If someone were captured, they'd have to see this piece of knitting and think, this is suspect. These socks are awfully sketchy. And then they'd have to unravel and then be able to determine, what does this code mean? Can we decrypt this series of knots?
So simple and yet super complicated.
Yeah. You know, you just toss out the knitting if you're caught.
You know, and even if someone got suspicious, but you know, you'd look and she just has a scarf and it's got some drop stitches.
She's just not very good.
No, you know, what are you going to accuse her of? Oh my gosh, that's genius.
You would have ladies get together to make socks and scarves and things that soldiers needed in a time of war. So it was even more common. You were probably very patriotic. You're sitting, I'm just waiting for my train and I'm knitting because I'm committed to the cause.
Yeah, I need to make a sweater for the boys.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Ladies are resourceful in a different way. And I think it's that connectivity between right and left brain in their everyday tasks. And not just ladies, some people just have a greater level of connectivity between right and left brain. And so it's not just this A to Z problem solution necessarily. So the way they think is just different. And I love the way you see it come out in a time when women weren't recognized as being people that might be, you're not going to send them to be soldiers, but they figured out ways to help anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that was very good.
Thank you.
We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.